Well, the song and Paul's remarks will pretty well go along with what we're going to look at this morning. Had to start feeding them old cows this week. I got feeling sorry for them. One fella said he couldn't hardly eat if he looked down there and his cows was hungry, but it don't bother me that bad. Turn with me to the 47th chapter of the book of Ezekiel this morning. I think I mentioned this chapter the other day, not the chapter, but the made a remark about the flowing of the stream. Paul said, yeah, that'd be running water too, something like that. So I started out with something else this week, but this wouldn't let me alone, so I'll come back here. I'd like to begin reading in verse 6. And he said, and he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the water, of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. Now, this is a process that's going on. Was going on then and it's going on now. It's for the healing. It didn't say it had healed, it said it's for the healing. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. There's going to be a lot of fish in this river. It's living. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand up on it from Engedi, even unto Engedalam, they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on this side and on that shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to the months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. Now, sanctuary here is a very important word in all of this. It comes from the sanctuary, the place where God is. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Now we see Ezekiel here. He has come to the temple. God has brought him there. And he entered in. And he showed him all the things in the temple, the things of the worship. And he showed him the altar. And he led him on through and he went out the north gate. I don't know exactly what all that's about. But he came all the way back around. And when he got back around the east gate, here was a stream coming out from under the right side of the gate. And then when I explore that a little further, when he entered in and saw these things, there was an altar. It said on the south side of the porch. Now when we see Ezekiel here, he's in the east gate, but he's looking toward the east, he said. And on his right hand, or to the south, is this stream that's beginning to issue forth out of the sanctuary, the place where God dwelt. Some would have you believe things have changed, but not so. Still the same. Things hadn't changed. They're exactly as they were then. That stream is still issuing forth out of the sanctuary. Isn't that something? And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it goes all the way to the sea, through the desert, then all the way to the sea. There's some marshes along there where the water's still. It goes out there. And I think we could say that that may be a picture of the dabbling of men in that river, but they can't really get to it. It's marshes and it's sandy, salted up in those marshes. And the water's become stagnant there. But it's because of the mind of man that part has become stagnant. But where that water is flowing, it keeps going on and on and on all the way to the sea. The temple is set up on a high hill, and it proceeded out of that high hill all the way down to the sea. In Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, I don't know exactly where to start here. Verse 23, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you. In you. Before their eyes. And I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. This water he's talking about is this same water of grace and truth that's to spring forth. And ye shall be clean. Go down, wash in the river. Ain't one time ain't gonna get it. Got to be clean from all your filthiness and for all your idols, and I will cleanse you. Now this cleansing is gonna do this. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, one that's tender and one that is healed. Must be a healing of the heart. But it must come from the washing that comes forth. My old commentary that I've had a long time and quite often disagree with said that this river that we saw in Ezekiel was a spirit. I don't believe that's right. It's the gospel. This river is the gospel flowing forth from the sanctuary. I don't believe in doing anything else. Spirit's not the river, but the Spirit is in the gospel and in the preaching of the gospel, which goes forth from the sanctuary. Isaiah, the 11th chapter. I guess verse 9, they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters that cover the sea. Where is that knowledge? It's in the sanctuary. It's always been in the sanctuary. That's where it's contained. It's put in Paul mentioned the other day, and I've wondered myself, inside of the ark. And it kept in the sanctuary. But it's going to be as waters cover the sea. It's going to be so much, it's flowing all the way. And in that day, there shall be a rod of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. Two shall the Gentile seek, and his heart shall be, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant. And his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. It's going to be a banner set up. Everybody see it. It's going to condemn some and heal others. But it's going to be quite obvious, as the temple was set up on that high hill, and as the river was, the stream was, it flowed out of there and turned into a river. It got so wide that men couldn't cross over. They could wade around in it a little bit. That's what I said, spoiled it. Those marshy areas where the water did seep out there. But where the water was flowing, this ensign's going to be set up, and it's going to be carried out, and it's going to be eternal. It's going to always be pointing to the sanctuary where God abides. And more particularly at Him and Him alone. Psalms, the 20th chapter. so many places you could go, I couldn't hardly settle on any certain scripture. Said the Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. And strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy great, thy burnt sacrifice. I said that altar was right where Ezekiel saw that stream issuing forth from. The offering, the sacrifice. What sacrifice was that? Jesus Christ Himself. That's what that sacrifice always was. They were burning the bodies of the animals and sprinkling the blood, but all of that was simply a picture of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more and nothing less. He said, remember all thy offerings. Accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. It's going to be preached. The whole counsel of God. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know that I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. He will hear him in his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. It must be of him. And that flowing forth is grace and mercy. That's what that river is. And it's going to flow throughout all the ages. Now, when Ezekiel saw this thing, it wasn't as if it just started. He had already been back, but the Lord brought him out the north gate and all the way back around to show it to him again and said, see this? This is grace and mercy that's coming directly out of the sanctuary. It had to be flowing to keep cleansing. Even at the altar, it was flowing. But what was going to happen? It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. In the 77th Psalm, verse 11, he said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I believe that's what Ezekiel will have seen. Whole thing laid out. And I will meditate also of all thy works and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God is our God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Now, the most important word here is he has declared. It's been preached all the way. From the very beginning of the creation all the way to the end the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what it is all the way. It didn't just start in Revelation. We have the revelation of Jesus Christ. But it's all been one revelation. It pointed to one. Always. No division in it. It's complete. It's just like that stream that started at the sanctuary and it flowed all the way to the sea. Without stop. It is running water. Isn't that something? In our day, where's the sanctuary? That's the question. And that's the question people have a problem answering today. They want to get rid of it. Say it isn't anymore. We don't have those things. But the sanctuary is still with us, a place where God abides. And that's in His people. That's where the temple is. Tabernacle has been set up there. And the church was and is. I say it never had a beginning or an ending. It all happened before the foundation of the world. Just like that stream. Just kept on flowing all the way through it. 2 Corinthians. God has always provided a healing stream for His people. 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, in verse 8, and it said, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Now, I started off and I told you that I didn't think that stream was the Spirit. And I believe this is proof right here that it isn't. The ministration of the Spirit. That's a little different thing there. He said, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. There was a much greater glory coming. It arrived on the day of Pentecost. By the way, it is much more glorious. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. We still have the same stream there. Healing. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. What are they talking? What are they speaking? Same grace and mercy. Same thing. God has put His tabernacle with His people. That's where He dwells. And that's where He leads. And He chose the church to carry on the preaching of that gospel stream that was flowing forth. So it continues to teach. We might say preach the gospel. He set some in the church. Prophets and apostles and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And that's what that flowing of that stream today is. It's the gospel ministry that was given unto the church that it might save God's people. All we can say is we're ministers in that work, but we're not the work. planted. All water. But God gave the increase. We was there last Sunday, by the way. It's always God that's doing the work. And that stream that's flowing is the gospel ministry of the church that's going forth. Now, why is that? That it might all be of God. Turn on to the fourth chapter of this same 2 Corinthians. He said, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus is Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Because we just troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Still having that healing going on, you understand? Coming from that water that heals, running, flowing water. Yet not distressed, we're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies." And where is the sanctuary? "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." So the preaching of the gospel is the main theme here. That's what that stream is coming down. And it didn't just start. I'll tell you once again, it didn't just start when Ezekiel saw it there. It had been blowing all along from the base of that altar. That stream, we might say, was the blood of Jesus Christ that was flowing down for the healing of the nations. Everybody, there's going to be some healing everywhere. And it's going to flow unto me. And there's many more places we could have went this morning, but for the lack of time, we'll just... we'll have to end there, but many more places in the New Testament, what I'm talking about, that we could have went to, that would prove that we don't really need to prove anything, do we? If you see the stream, that's proof enough, that grace and mercy that's flowing from that throne of mercy.
We don't need to prove it, we just need to rejoice in it. And we do with the preaching and the hearing of the gospel. Those of us that are saved, I mean, we're not trying to prove anything. We're simply declaring it. As J.C.'s already brought out, one of the key words that he was reading there was the word declare, because that is the preaching of the gospel. In the 10th chapter of the Revelation, where he talks about in verse 7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared. That word declared there is the same Greek word that's also translated evangel. And so some people think that if you're not getting out there knocking on doors or doing something like that you're not evangelizing. But what we are doing always, we're evangelizing the church. That's one of the things that I believe is missing today in all of the so-called churches out there. They're more interested in getting the lost saved instead of doing what the Scripture says, make disciples. Make disciples. But then you can't make disciples of those that are not partakers of that river of the water of life. Again, the Apostle Paul speaks of the washing of water by the Word. So that how important is the preaching of the gospel, the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's everything. It is our daily bread, isn't it? And without it, we are nothing. All right, the river, that river is, that river is a magnificent thing. But as J.T. said, it's not going to stop flowing. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. It's flowing over in the 22nd chapter of the Revelation. It's still flowing there. And so it's going to flow forever and ever and ever because it is the grace and the mercy of God coming forth, and it is for the healing of the nations.